Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. Back in the early 90s, Tobias Rapp did what many 19-year-old Germans set out to do at the time. He left his hometown and moved to Berlin to take part in the euphoric atmosphere of the reunified city. Rapp squatted an apartment in Mitte and for the most part went clubbing.
I mean, the interesting thing about techno in the 90s in Berlin was that, I mean, it went from underground to being ultra mainstream in a very short time period. That was amazing to witness. But the thing is that in the noughties, this dynamic has completely changed. It's a stripped down sound. It's not as muscular as the rave sound of the 90s was. You're supposed to dance longer. It's a sound that has its place in the early hours of the Sunday morning. And that's very much the spirit of the last 10 years in Berlin.
Lost in Sound, Berlin, Techno and the Easy Jet Set is the title of Tobias Rapp's book, a portrait of Berlin's techno culture, which has just been released in an English translation. The 38-year-old recalls two incidents which sparked the idea for the book.
Sometime in 2004, I realized that standing in queue in front of a club, you're not standing there with Germans anymore. Part two was there was this advertisement of a cheap airline, which advertised with taxi fares. So I thought, wow, that's so great. I mean, these airlines bring people to the clubs like taxis do.
Music journalist Rapp says thousands of people fly to Berlin every weekend to go clubbing. In his book, he observes clubbers at Berghain, a former power plant, or muses over the glitter makeup and angel wings of patrons at Bar 25. He also spoke to DJs, label bosses, and urban planners, coming to the conclusion:
my impression is that you can take techno music to describe a new kind of European subculture that is not confined within national borders anymore. The public sphere that techno has in Europe is European. It makes no difference if you're from Denmark or if you're from Sweden or France or Italy or Germany.
Techno, once a unifying soundtrack of young Germans in Berlin, has become a unifying soundtrack for Europe. Tobias Rapp believes a very special clubbing situation exists in Berlin that shouldn't be taken for granted. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.